感谢主能够有机会到这里来看到弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord that have an opportunity to visit brothers and sisters here.
这是我第一次来，也真是很喜乐，能到这里来跟大家一同交通。
It's my first visit and I'm rejoiced very much.
很多弟兄姊妹都是我已经认识的。
But I know many of you here.
不过因为住到这么远来，确实很难得见面。
Yeah, because we move so far away, so we don't see each other often.
今天我们来交通一个何等甜美的一个主的应许。
And this morning I'd like to share with you this sweet promise of the Lord.
就是主是与我们永远同在。
That is God with us always.
这是新约时代最大的福分。
This is the greatest blessing in the era of New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，无论你经过什么样的环境，你怎么样的艰难，弟兄姊妹有一个最大的把握，就是主永远与我们同在。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what condition we go through, one great assurance we have.That is, God is with us always.
这真是主最大的爱。
This is the greatest love of the Lord.
我们来看一看两处的圣经。
Let's flip to two scriptures together.
第一处是马太福音第一章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 23.
我们一同来念。
Let's read it together.
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利又起来，就是神与我们同在。这是马太福音第一章里面说到主耶稣的一个名字。
Here, this is the name of Jesus that's recorded in the book of Matthew.
就叫做以马内利。
That name is Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来的意思。
And if you translate it, which means?
就是神与我们同在。
God with us.
这是新约一开始的时候，主给我们一个很大的应许，就是以马内利。
This is a great promise God has given to us at the beginning of the New Testament.
我们都知道耶稣的名字叫做在地上的名字，这位神叫做耶稣。
We all know this Son of God has a name on earth, which is Jesus.
但还有一个名字叫做以马内利。
And he has another name, which is Emmanuel.
我们读第二处圣经约书亚记第一章第五节。
Let's read on Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. No one will
stand the 日子，你无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。弟兄姊妹，我们再念一遍哈，这节圣经要会背才行啊。
That is, let's read again. It's better if we can memorize it.
你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。我们知道这节圣经呢是当约书亚要进入迦南之前呢神对他说的一句话。
This is the passage talking about what the Lord told Joshua before they enter into the land of Canaan.
我们知道在旧约里面神人摩西是神最伟大的仆人。
We all know Moses was the greatest servant guy in the recording of all Old Testament.
那在许多旷野艰难的日子里面，若没有摩西，实在神的百姓是没有路走，也不知道怎么样。
Especially during a difficult journey in the wilderness, without Moses, many children of God would not know how to go through with it.
但是呢，摩西死了，过去了，到神那里去了。
But the problem is Moses passed away. He went to the Lord.
他们要进入迦南之前，他们知道迦南有七族，有很多的仇敌。
And before Israelites entered into the land of Canaan, they knew there were many enemies. There are seven tribes of them.
约书亚是一个新的领袖。
Joshua was a new leader among them.
他心里虽然他是有主的主一直与他同在，但是还是有害怕，对吧？
Even though he knew the Lord with him, he was still had fear.
就弟兄姊妹一样的，我们每天，我觉得我们经历在地上日子，每天都不知道要遇见什么，真的有点怕。
Brothers and sisters, don't we have some kind of fear every day because we don't know what we're going to encounter that day?
但是所以主给约书亚这句话真是好，他说你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
But what God told Joshua was so nice is that no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
这话并不是说你样样事情你都可以赢过别人。
It doesn't mean you're gonna win in every situation.
也不是说别人都给你踩在脚底下，你老是坐头。
Neither you can step on other people's back.
那乃是说你可以面对每一个困难一无惧怕。
But he promised that you will have no fear facing all difficulties.
因为神怎样与摩西同在，也与你同在。
As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
我们知道神人摩西是非常敬虔的，所以能得这个应许，是不是？
We knew Moses was a very godly man. That's why he had a promise like that.
但是今天新约新约所有神的儿女都可以得到这个应许。
But now we are in the time of New Testament. All children of God can have this promise.
是我必不撇下你，也不丢弃。
Which is I will never leave you nor forsake you.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论你今天在什么环境里面，怎样的艰难，觉得没有路走，弟兄姊妹，这句话是主给你的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, no matter what kind of difficult condition you are in right now, remember, this is the words from the Lord.
我们知道在旧约时候、神的百姓、常有许多先知对他们说话。
We know in the Old Testament time, God used many prophets to speak to his people.
特别像神人摩西、在亲自在西乃山上领受神的话来带给神的百姓。
Especially like God man Moses, he received words directly from God on the Mount of Sinai to speak to his people.
那同时我神的儿女也经历许许多多的神迹奇事。
As God, children of God experienced many miracles at the same time.
无论是在过红海的时候，在旷野的时候，在迦南地的征战里面，都有许多的神迹奇事。
They showed many many miracles, such as when passing through the Red Sea, or when they were in the wilderness, even when they entered into the land of Canaan.
神的百姓实在知道经历神相当的多了。
And God's people have truly experienced God a lot.
但是我们在看到在旧约圣经结束的时候，神百姓的光景是怎样呢？
But let's look at the condition of God's people at the end of the Old Testament.
一片的黑暗和软弱。
It was all darkness and weaknesses.
所有神的百姓的光景在旧约末了的时候是失败的光景。
Therefore, you see, the children of God's spiritual condition was a great failure at the end of the Old Testament.
难道他们没有听过神说话吗？
Have they ever heard about the words of God?
难道他们没有圣经可读吗？
Didn't they have the words of God to read?
难道他们没有看过神迹吗？
Didn't they see witness themselves?
但为什么他们失败呢？
But why did they fail at the end?
为什么他们到了这样可怜的地步呢？
Why did they fall into such a pitiful condition at the end?
他们被仇敌掳去70年。
They were captivated by their enemies for 70 years.
他们回头回到迦南地的时候，有过一段复兴的日子，然后又失败。
When they returned to the land of Canaan, they had this period of revival, but then after that, they failed again.
在旧约和新约中间、在我们的圣经里面只有一张纸，是不是？
And for us, the time period in between Old and New Testament just a piece of paper.
但是在事实上在历史中间这一段有400年的时间。
Yet, according to the history, there actually appeared of 400 years.
这叫做黑暗的400年。
And that's what we call the 400 years of darkness.
神的儿女在旧约结束的时候已经进入非常软弱失败的光景。
At the conclusion of the Old Testament era, God's people have fallen into a very dark and failing condition.
但是在然后呢，在这个400年中间呢，那神的儿女的光景是更加的完全的失去神的荣耀。
And the 400 years subsequent to the ending of the Old Testament, they became worse.
那时候他们、有许多的、政治的因素。
Because of many political reasons,
因为有罗马帝国，有这个犹太教，因为他们是犹太人是王国的啊。
Involving the conflict between Roman empires and Judaism,
所以无论在政治、宗教，还有许多人民的生活、社会里面，都是非常的腐败而且混乱。
It was so such a chaos and corruption among government and people during that period of time.
那非常的复杂，神的儿女几乎虽然在宗教的里面，却是没有。
People of God may have the religion, but they had no God.
弟兄姊妹，这一个黑暗的四百年，神一句话都没有说过。
And God did not even speak a word during those 400 years.
在这四百年中，没有一个先知。
There was no prophet raised up by God either.
看来神真的弃绝了他的百姓，对不对？
It seemed like God has forsaken His own people.
黑暗、软弱、失败。在这样的情形里面要到什么时候了结呢？
And we don't know when all these dark and weakness conditions will come to an end finally.
弟兄姊妹，这是神告诉我们说今天人类实在是没有盼望。
That's what God is trying to tell us, that human being by yourself there's no hope.
人需要里面的一位救主。
Because we need a savior from within.
人需要里面的拯救。
We need to be saved from within.
所有外面的都不能帮助我们。
All the external things cannot truly help us.
所以新约的马太福音第一章带来一个最大的消息，就是神的儿子降临。
Therefore, the first chapter of the New Testament, the birth of Jesus Christ brought in great hope.
亚当族类没有盼望。
The Adam's race had no hope by themselves.
旧约可以说到，今天我们说没有信主的人，好像在那黑暗的摸索里面。
We can say the Old Testament just like talking about people that have no God, they were falling into darkness.
有很多神的儿女或者是、朋友们都问说，神为什么要拣选以色列人？以色列人这么好，能够做神的百姓。
A lot of people ask, why did God choose Jews in particular that they can become the chosen people of God?
有人说为什么不选中国人？
Why did God choose Chinese?
中国人也相当好啊。
Chinese are very capable too.
但是我说告诉你，犹太人确实是人中间真是最聪明的族类。
I have to say Jews are really are one of the more excellent race among all races.
但是整个的圣经里面告诉我们，犹太人是整个人类的一个代表，是最最腐败而没有指望的。
However, they were the representative of entire humankind, and they were in the most wicked and most corrupted condition, the people that had the least hope.
他们这么聪明，这么有办法。
They were really capable and they were really smart.
他们有神的话，他们看过这么多神迹。
They had the words of God and have witnessed so many miracles from God.
他们的祖先这样失败，神一再一再一再的拯救。
And God saved them again and time after time, even though they failed so many.
然而他们最后还是不要神。
But at the end, they still forsake God.
他们愿意拜偶像。
They rather worship idols.
他们不要耶和华神。
Instead of having Jesus Christ the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，人类真的没有指望，连我们这些信主的神的儿女。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, even us, children of God, really are like without hope.
我们虽然信了主了。
Even though we have the Lord.
很多时候我们也是靠我们自己想要做好，对不对？
But many times when we want to do things right on our own.
我们相信我们能，我们觉得有神话，我能做到神的话。
We believe, okay, here's the word of God, I can make it happen.
这就是旧约时代，有神的话做不到。
This is the condition of the Old Testament era. You have the word of God, but you can't do it.
你里面不愿意顺服。
There's no willing submission from within.
你里面不愿意放下。
And we are not willing to give up.
你难道没有经历过主听你祷告给你神迹吗？
Did we experience...That God listened to our prayer and gave us miracles?
有啊。
Yes, of course, we all have.
但是到了事情来说还是不肯，对不对？
But when things happen, a lot of times we're not willing to obey.
我们的失败软弱比我们的得胜多得太多吧。
We have more failures than our victory, isn't it?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要遇见里面这位活的主。
Because brother and sister, we need to meet with this inner Christ.
一直到有一天你明白说，我一切的努力都使我更加的软弱黑暗，这就旧约。
Until we finally realize all my efforts just make me go into a darker condition. This is just like what happened in the Old Testament.
我们需要里面遇见这位活着主住在我们里面。
We need to realize I need to meet with this living Lord who lives inside of me.
只有主的同在在里面充满我们的时候，才能让主的话都对我们活起来。
The word of God will not become alive to us unless we're filled by him from within.
所以其实马太福音第一章说到主耶稣两个名字。
Matthew chapter 1 talks about two names the Lord had.
一个叫做耶稣。
One is Jesus.
一个叫以马内利。
One is Emmanuel.
这说到神在人中间的两面的工作。
And that talks about the two aspects of God's work among men.
耶稣就是要把他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Jesus means he will deliver his people out of sin.
这是一面的工作。
That's his one aspect of work.
这是救出来。
To deliver, save us.
这还是一个消极的工作，救出来。
But that's still passive.
因为我们这些人，你看嘛，救出来又犯罪，是不是？
Because once he saved us, we still go back to our sin sometimes, don't we?
我们觉得很不错啊，主救了我出来，但过两天又掉下去了。
We feel great, oh God saved me, but two days later maybe I fall back to my old condition.
救出来还不够。
Therefore, it's not enough just to deliver out of condition.
救出来还是救恩的消极面。
That's still the passive side of his salvation.
乃是要进入。
But more optimistic side.
进入永远的生命。
Is to enter into his eternal life.
进入复活能力。
To enter into his resurrected power.
进入主耶稣在我们里面的那个生命活水。
To enter into his life, the living water. fire he has prepared.
这一个里面有新鲜活泼的能力，叫你能胜过罪。
Because that's where you can find a new strength, living strength, that will help us to overcome the old sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们做神的儿女，很多时候我们真是为自己的失败软弱哀叹，对不对？
So we sign over and over again for our own failure, brothers and sisters.
难道主的救恩就是叫我救出来再掉进去，救出来再掉进去吗？
You think God's plan is to deliver us so that we can fall back in, so that He can deliver us again?
这还不是完全的救恩。
No, that's not a complete salvation.
我们今天不够宝贝住在我们里面的主耶稣。
Many times we do not cherish the indwelling living Christ.
我们不是那么的知道说这一个救恩能够活出来不是靠我，乃是靠主。
Many times we do not really understand that I cannot live by myself, but I need to live on the Lord.
所以我们每次失败就是告诫我自己，下次下决心要特别小心，千万别再摔跤。
Therefore, every failure was just encouraged to watch.Next time, make sure we don't trust ourselves again next time.
但是我们每一次，就每一次你发现你靠自己，你还要再摔。
But if we try to trust our own ability, we'll find out that we're going to fall again.
所以以马内利的应许是一个最伟大的应许。
Therefore, the promise of Emmanuel is the greatest promise.
当我们信主的时候，主赦免我们所有的罪，他住到我们里面来。
The moment we accept Jesus Christ, He forgave us of all of our sins and entered into our heart to live with us.
今天所有他给我们的喜乐、平安在我们的里面。
The joy and peace He promised to give is all now inside of us.
我们对于这个宝血的赦免的能力的认识是在我们里面。
And the knowledge of the forgiveness power that's in His blood is also inside of us.
不是我们不会失败。
It doesn't promise that we'll not fall again.
乃是说我失败的时候，我能够来到主面前求了赦免。
But promise that we can always come back to ask for forgiveness when we fail.
然后我就有一个喜乐平安留在我的心中。
And then His joy and peace can flow from within my heart.
当一个人被主的喜乐平安充满的时候。我的里面就能够倚靠主，我就不害怕。
When a man is filled by his joy and peace, then he will have no fear anymore.
这个爱，这个喜乐在我们里面，叫我们能胜过我们的罪。
And his love, joy, and peace can help us to overcome sin.
主的能力是天天在那里供应我们。
The power of the Lord is there daily to provide.
我们是不看我们的软弱。
Therefore, do not focus on our failures.
不是说我们不会失败软弱。
I'm not saying we will not have weaknesses or failures.
乃是我们赦免以后把自己交给主，我要看的是我里面那位主耶稣。
But after we are forgiven, we trust ourselves in His hand and always fix upon the Lord that's inside of me.
我要紧紧的依靠他，我相信他，让他充满在我的里面。
And I will trust Him and walk with Him closely and let Him feel with me.
相信他能叫我胜过罪。
I believe that He is able to help me to overcome sin.
所以主耶稣要我们对他的同在这件事情要有完全的信心。
Therefore, Jesus requires a full faith. Regarding His indwelling presence,
不是我不会犯罪。
It's not that I will not sin.
是我里面的主不会犯罪。
But the Lord that's within me will not sin.
所以我要好好的爱我里面的主，相信我里面的主。
Therefore, I need to love the Lord that's inside of me and believing Him.
虽然我还在失败。
Yes, I still fail.
那怎么说呢？
Then what does that mean?
好，比如说我说谎了。
For example, I may lie.
然后呢，我就来到主面前。
So I come to the Lord.
一定要认罪。
I have to confess.
要承认你自己。
Admit that I did it.
主啊，赦免我，我犯罪。
Lord, forgive me. I have just sinned.
我是不该说谎，但我说谎了。
I shouldn't have lied, but I did.
求你赦免我。
Please forgive me.
但我把我自己交给你。
And I trust myself in your.
我知道只有主耶稣不说谎。
And I know you do not lie.
我总是要说谎的。
I am a person who likes lie.
求主耶稣，你把那不说谎的生命充满我。
Therefore, please fill me with your life that does not lie.
我感谢赞美你，我属于你，我把我自己交给你。
I thank you that I belong to you, so I entrust myself in your hand again.
我相信你能叫我不说谎。
I believe you are able to help me not to lie.
说完了，可能我下面马上又说谎了，对吧
？After this prayer, I may lie again soon after.
我又说谎了，那怎么办呢
？Then what should I do now?
再来到主面前。
Come back to the Lord again.
主耶稣，我又说谎了。
Lord, I lied again.
感谢你的宝血永远有功效。
But I thank you for your blood always effective.
总是新鲜的。
It's always refreshed.
我求你赦免我。
Please forgive me.
主耶稣，我把自己交给你。
And I trust myself again in your hand.
我相信你能够叫我不说谎。
I believe you are able to help me not to lie.
因为你不说谎。
Because you do not lie.
所以弟兄姊妹，并不是我要挣扎努力不说谎。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, I'm not saying trying to struggle and making my own efforts not to lie.
乃是我一再的承认我的罪，把我自己再交给他。我相信你能活出来不说谎。
But time after time, I just acknowledge that I do lie, but you don't, and I trust myself in your hand.
弟兄姊妹，这就是信心的考验，对不对？
This is the test of our faith, brother.
这整个神要在我们主耶稣的生命活出来，在我们里面，在乎信心的考验。
In order for His life to be lived out through us, it really depends on how we go through the test of faith.
一看到我们的失败软弱，我们就灰心了。
A lot of times we feel so disappointed because we fail so often.
哎呀，怎么搞又说谎嘛？
Cycle, how come I lied again?
主，我不是祷告过，你怎么搞又说谎了？
I asked your help already. How come I'm lying again?
弟兄姊妹，不要怕，再来把自己交给主。
Brothers and sisters, fear not. Just entrust yourself again in the hand of the Lord.
主，你赦免我的罪。
Lord, please forgive me of my sins.
我相信你能叫我活出来不说谎。
I know you're able to help me not to lie.
弟兄姊妹，在乎我们的信心，主就能够在我们里面能够击败我们的仇敌。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's our faith that the indwelling Lord can help us defeat enemies.
所以我们知道，在约书亚打迦南的时候，实在不是特别是第一个耶利哥城，我们知道绝对不是靠他们的能力打下来的。
You know the first battle when they enter into the land of Canaan, the falling down of the city of Jericho. We all knew it was not by their might or efforts.
对，这是耶利哥城的征战，是说明所有征战的原则，就是不是靠你的勇力。
And in this battle of the city of Jericho, tells us the one primary principle in spiritual battle is not by our might, but by the Lord.
真的是主做的。
It's what the Lord has done.
问题是你的信心。
The key is whether you have faith or not.
对不对？主叫他们绕城七遍，他们就绕啊。
God told them to circulate the city seven times, and they did.
对啊，一开始说一天天绕，人家看你都笑死，哪里有这样打仗的？
And you never saw people fight like that.
对不对？他们没有用什么兵器。
They never even used any weapon in that.
就是主怎么说怎么做。
They just obey what the Lord said.
到最后一天绕七次，他们就绕七次。
And last day, the Lord said, circulate the circle around the city seven times, and they did.
说不可以说话，不可以有声音。
And while you circling around, be silent.
就是顺服而已。
So they just obeyed.
绕完七次，城也没有什么事情嘛。
And after seven circles, nothing happened to the city.
最后主说喊。
And the Lord says, now cry out.
一喊的时候，整个的城就垮下来。
When they yell out, the whole city collapsed in their eyes.
弟兄姊妹，永远不是靠着我们的能力能胜过我们身上的肉体。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, it's never by our own efforts that we can overcome the weakness in our flesh.
乃是信我们里面主。
But believing in the Lord who lives inside.
他能够胜过我们里面所有的仇敌。
He is able to overcome all enemies.
所以以马内利的这一个意义在我们新约实在是个太荣耀的事。
Therefore, the meaning of Emmanuel is something so glorious.
这是主太爱我们了。
Because Jesus loves us so much.
但弟兄姊妹，我们相信的很少。
But brothers and sisters, promise that not many of us believe it.
所以新约时代，神的儿女应该是很有大能的，活出来很软弱。
Therefore, children of God in the time of New Testament supposed to be very powerful, not weak.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们求主今天早晨再来让我们知道，说主这位全能的神住在我们里面了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let's focus on this again this morning that the Lord who lives inside of us is very powerful.
我不是该这样的。
I'm not supposed in this condition.
主耶稣是一直与我们同在。
Jesus is always with us.
不管你今天失败或者软弱
It doesn't matter we fail or succeed today
不是你得胜他才与你同在
It doesn't say I'll be with you when you overcome
就是你非常软弱很不忠心一塌糊涂他也与你同在
Even though we may in a spiritual mess He is still with us
当你信主的那一天他就进到你里面
Every single moment we believe in him He stays with us inside
他永远不离开我们
He never leaves us
除非你离开他
We only that we leave him
所以弟兄姊妹，这一个应许要在我们里面要很有确定的把握。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, have assurance about this promise of God.
在诗篇里面，在大卫说到，他说：“我有知己的朋友，原来是跟我这么好的，但有一天我的朋友离弃我。”
Even in song, David cried out, "I have this dear, dear friend, but even then he would depart from me one day."
他们捏造坏话攻击我。
And they come up with all these erroneous.Statements against me.
他们对后面说我许许许许多的批评毁谤的话。
And they spoke so much evil of me behind my back.
他们嘲笑我说神不会帮助我。
They mocked against me, said, "Oh, God will not help you."
但是大卫说我的知己朋友离弃我，神永远不离开我。
He said, "Even my dear friends would depart from me, but God will never."
大卫还说到我的父母会离弃我，但耶和华收留我。
And they said, "Even my parents forsake me, but God, the Lord God will take care of me."
地上还有什么比父母更爱我们的呢？
who loves us more than our parents in this world?
地上可以说爱最大的爱大概是父母的爱了吧。
I would say the greatest love in the world will be the parents' love.
这妇人哪里能够忘记她吃奶的婴孩呢？
And the woman will never forget about their nursing babe.
是怎么可以忘记她亲生的儿子呢？
How can a woman forget their own son?
但是以赛亚说纵然有忘记的。
But the book of Isaiah told us, even so,
耶和华不忘记。
The Lord will never forget you.
神永远不会丢掉你。
God will never forsake you.
不是因为你有什么好。
It's not that we are good, so He doesn't forget.
乃是这是他的旨意，这是他的心意。
But that is what's in His heart.
那这就是他做的工。
This is the kind of work He wants to do.
他爱我们，他绝对不丢掉我们。
Because He loves us, He never forsakes us.
他要在我们身上做荣耀的工作。
He wants to do something so glorious.
要改变我们。
He wants to change us.
叫我们更多像他，我们心里能信他，我们能够不害怕。
So that we can be more like Him, we can believe in Him, and we have no fear.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个主同在的应许不是按你的情形的。
Therefore, dear brother and sister, His presence is not counting on whether we are successful or failing.
所以你不要害怕。
So don't worry.
不管你怎么样失败，你可以来到主面前。
It doesn't matter how weak or how many failures we have, we can always come to Him.
主的血已经为你流了。
Because He has shed His blood for us.
要赦免你所有的罪。
He intends to forgive you of all your sins.
不要怕，要来呀。
So don't be afraid, just come forward.
你越是软弱，越是不忠心，越要来呀。
Especially when you feel you're not faithful, you're so weak.
他就是为这个来救我们的。
That's why He came to save us.
你都那么好，还需要救主吗？
You were good enough, why bother to have Savior?
就是不好，要救主吗？
We need Savior because we're not good.
所以住在你里面，就是救你嘛。
And He stays inside of us in order to save us always.
就是知道你软弱，常常失败，又犯罪，又灰心，又没有指望，他就是要来这里救你的。
That's why He comes to save us because He knows how weak we are.
弟兄姊妹，不要怕，要来呀。
So do not be afraid, but come.
来到主面前，来到你里面。
Come to the Lord, come inside within yourself.
所以这个主的同在是绝对绝对不会离开你的。
And this presence will never leave us.
主，你知道主多爱我们呐。
You know how much the Lord loves us.
你不来就叫主伤心呐。
If we don't come to Him for help, He will be so grieved.
你看男女相爱相爱相爱，最终的结果是什么？同住，对不对
？When a man and woman fall in love, the end result they're gonna be together.
对不对？结婚那个意思就是能够永远同住，对不对
？The meaning of marriage is to be able to be with each other forever.
主爱我们，爱我们爱到什么程度？就来住在我们里面。与你同住，知道吗
？Jesus loves us so much to the point that He wants to live with us.
除非我们丢掉他，他不会丢掉我们的。
He will never leave us unless we forsake Him.
他就为我们死，他就死的住在里面了。
He died so that He can stay inside forever.
你丢掉他，他不丢掉你啊。
You may we may forsake Him, but He will never forsake us.
你都不理他，他还在里面呢。
You will ignore Him, but He will always be there.
你一直怪他，一直怪他，他还在里面呢。
You always blame Him for everything. He still stays with you.
弟兄姊妹，主总绝对不会走。
The Lord will never leave us.
所以你知道主多爱我们。
So you know how much He loves us.
我们要怎么样才能相信呢、
啊、？How can we really believe this?
相信他这样爱我们吗
？To really know that He loves us.
我们求主给我们真的给我们有恩典，让我们相信。
We pray the Lord will give us sufficient grace that we can truly believe what He promised.
我们才能坦然无惧来见他。
Then we can come without fear to Him.
带着你的本相来。
Bring, come as we are.
不要装。
Don't try to fake.
不是要等你好了才来。
Don't try to improve ourselves for the better.
就是带着你的本相来。
Just come the way we are.
主就是爱我们，要救我们。
He loves us. He intends to save us.
他住在我们里面，要给我们一切的恩典、喜乐，给我们一切的供应和帮助。
He dwells within us so that He can give us all this joy and peace and help.
那难道我们就在神面前，他这样爱我们我们就永远就在主面前都是对的吗？
Doesn't mean we're always right just because He loves us so much.
那不是的，主是爱，主也是公义，对不对？
No, He's love, He's also righteous.
他爱我们，却不是溺爱我们。
He loves us, but He does not want to corrupt us.
所以他要管教我们。
So He will discipline us.
他要叫我们这个人从罪恶中被拯救出来。
On one hand, He wants to deliver us out of our sins.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天在我们身上有许许多多的不容易的环境。
Therefore, he allows there are so many different and difficult conditions upon us.
是主还要救我们脱离许多的黑暗软弱。
In order to deliver us out of many darkness and weakness.
每一个神的儿女都是他爱的，每一个他都要管。
He loves each one of us, so he disciplines each one of us.
有的时候我常常跟主发愿，就是你为什么都不管别人，反而要管我嘞？
Sometimes I will complain that God, why don't you discipline others? Why you always choose me to discipline?
哎，我们觉得太苦恼的时候，我们就怪主说你老是去找我麻烦了。
When things get so tough, we start blaming the Lord. Why do you always find fault with me?
啊，弟兄姊妹，主实在是爱我们呐。
Because the Lord really loves me.
所以呢，为什么有患难，有什么管教啊？
That's why there are difficulties and there are disciplines.
啊，在患难的时候，你知道主的同在是特别特别的多。
But you know, in a time of tribulation, his presence is more rich.
当你在受管教的时候，主的同在是特别特别的好。
And after he disciplined us, his presence will become even more abundant.
但在我们的感觉里却不是这样啊。
But many times we don't feel that way.
哎呦，我们觉得苦得要命，这难得要命。
We feel it's so hard, it is so tough.
哎呦，我们觉得真是勉强我。
And he is forcing me to go through this.
但你知道主啊，真的心里啊，留意你的不得了啊。
But you don't know when you are going through that condition, God takes close attention to you.
就像我们很多时候管教我们孩子一样。
Just like when we discipline our kids.
一面我们管教他，一面我们的心啊就注意他，看他怎么样。
On one hand we discipline them, on the other hand we pay closer attention to them.
哦，不是恨他。
It's not because we hate them, so we discipline them.
是爱他。
We discipline because we love them.
所以不是说打了一半就丢了一边呢。
So we don't just spank them.And throw them to the corner.
何况我们的主一面打是一面留意看哪，注意的不得了。
And our Lord is watching carefully when He disciplines us.
患难的时候，主的同在是特别好。
And His presence is unusually more in the time of trial.
主是特别近。
He's much closer than usual.
在苏联呢，有一个马车夫。
And there was this carriage driver, in Russia.
这个礼拜里面他的儿子在医院里死了。
And his son died in the hospital.
他心里非常非常的痛苦。
And his heart grieved much.
非常非常的难过。
He was in such a sorrow.
他就在这个马车上又带了四个客人。
He was riding the carriage with four passengers upon.
有一个军人。
And one of them was a soldier.
他就对他说，哎，你知不知道我儿子前两天死了。
And he told the passenger, soldier passenger, you know my son passed away 2 days ago.
哎呀，我心里好难过，好痛苦啊。
I feel so bad. I'm such a pain.
那个军人他说，好了好了好了，别说，够了。
The soldier just say, oh, just keep silent. Don't say that anymore.
哎，你再说我们那个不知道什么时候才赶到路了。
You keep on saying that we'll be late for our event.
然后呢，就把眼睛闭起来。
So and he closed his eyes afterwards.
那意思就是他不要听嘛，是吧？
And indicated he was not willing to listen to him.
好了，那还有三个客人在那边。
There are three other passengers on the carriage.
有一个人是站在那里的一个老头子。
One was this old man standing in the carriage.
他就跟他说，你知不知道啊？我前两天我的儿子死了。
And so he told me, you know, my son died 2 days ago.
这是我唯一的儿子啊。
He's my only son.
哎呀，他死了，我好难过。
I'm so sorrowful because he passed away.
那个老头子就说，人都要死的嘛，有什么稀奇呢？
The old man goes, you know, one day everybody's gonna die. What's the big deal?
这有什么大事情呢？
What's the big deal about it?
快点，快点，快点，快点赶车！
Hurry up, make sure we get there.
我告诉你们呐，他这样子一直啰嗦啰嗦不完，我们是到不了地方的。
And if people are talking like this, we will not reach our destination in time.
没有人要听。
Nobody would intend to listen to him.
好了，他把客人都送走了，回到他的驿站马车站。
And after he sent all the passengers away and he returned to his station,
已经是天很晚了。
It was dark at night, it was late.
他就看到有一个年轻的马车夫爬起来，睡觉一半爬起来。
He saw another rider woke up from his sleep.
然后呢就去喝水。
He got up and he went to get some water.
他抓住他。
So he grabbed hold of this young man.
哎呀，你知不知道我儿子死了？
So do you know my son just passed away?
我心里好难过。
Oh, I'm so sad.
那个人根本就面无表情，不理他。
That guy had no reaction whatsoever.
喝完水就回去把被子一蒙睡觉。
He finished drinking water and he went back to sleep.
这个马车夫心里有多少的痛苦啊！
And there's so much agony within his heart.
这么多的人忙忙碌碌的跑来跑去啊！
Everybody was busy doing their own thing.
什么人要留停下来听我说我的苦恼啊？
Who's willing to stop just listen to me?
没有人要听、啊、
Nobody wants to listen to me.
我心里有这么多的痛苦，好像江河一样可以涌出来淹没世界一样。
And I have so much agony and suffering within me. It can flow and flood the whole world.
但是没有一个人停下来，也没有一个人要注意。
But no one was willing to stop and no one was willing to listen.
最后呢，他就走到外面去。
So he walked out.
那个拉那个马车的马。
And he hold on to the horse.
他对那个马说。
He start talking to the horse.
我儿子死了，我心里很痛苦。
So my son passed away, I am very sad.
他对这个马讲了一个钟头。
So he talked to the horse for an hour.
他所有的痛苦告诉那个马。
Pouring out all his agony with him.
他不过需要一个人可以安静的听他说话。
He just needs somebody to be there and listen to him quietly.
这个马就听了他一个钟头。
So the horse listened to him for an hour.
他觉得很满意。
He felt satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，人今天有多少的苦恼？
There are so many troubles today.
有这么多的患难。
And there are so many difficulties out there.
没有人要听啊。
And to a point, nobody wants to listen to me.
但是我们的主会听啊。
But our Lord is willing.
他住在你里面。
He dwells inside of us.
不必对人说。
You really don't have to tell others.
可以告诉主啊。
Tell the Lord.
他就住在你里面。
Because he lives right inside.
他了解你每一个感觉。
He understands every feeling.
他知道你每一个不容易的点。
And he understands every difficulty.
他知道你的灰心和下沉。
He knew your disappointment.
他知道你的受伤。
He knew how you have been hurt.
所以他在你里面安静的，很愿意听你说。
And quietly he listens to you.
患难的时候，主是加倍的留意我们。
And he pays extra attention to us in the time of difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，来到主面前对主说啊。
Therefore, brother and sister, come to the Lord and tell the Lord.
主耶稣喜欢听你说。
Because Jesus likes to listen.
他就是借着患难，叫我们这个人不在外面跑，回到他面前。
His purpose is through these difficulties that we will not wander around outside, but will come back in and look for him.
我们一天到晚在外面跑着自己想办法，我们不会来到主面前。
We're so used to busy outwardly and try to solve problems outwardly instead of coming back to the Lord.
但是只有你患难来的时候，你发现没有路的时候，你就来找主了。
But we'll come to a point that difficulty is so hard that we have to look for the Lord.
啊，主真是欢喜看见你的面呐。
And that's the time you're really happy to see us.
啊，主要得着你的心啊。
He wants to obtain your heart for this.
所以有一个姊妹跟我说
，One Christian sister shared with me.
当她信主的时候，她就是糊里糊涂的信主。
I really didn't know much, but I believe.
她也不知道主与她同在。
I didn't know that the Lord is going to be with me.
后来呢，她有一阵呢就生病，住在医院里面。
And then later on, he got sick and she was hospitalized.
她的肚子一直大起来。
For some strange reason, her belly just started to increase.
然后呢，就检查呢，就是查了很久，最后呢，终于查出大概是。卵巢里面有 cancer.
Finally, they figure out there's ovarian cancer.
然后呢就给她开刀。
So they operated on her.
开刀完了没有两天，肚子又大起来。
But after surgery, her belly still become bigger.
然后又检查了一点，她不知道什么问题。
And they check her out again, they could not figure out what happened.
她在医院里面呢，就是肚子不断的胀起来，开刀胀起来，开刀胀，就这么样搞了一年多。
So she ended up staying in hospital, in and out of hospital for a year or so, going in and out for surgery.
他家里没有一个人关心他，从来不来看他。
And none of her family came to visit her.
他每次都看到临床有这么多的亲戚朋友来，心里很难过。
And she saw her neighbor that has so many visitors. She felt really bad.
但是他说，真是很感谢主那段时间。
But she was thankful to the Lord for that period of time.
他说，当我进医院的时候
，She said when I check into the hospital,
有一个护士给我一张纸头。
A nurse gave me this piece of paper.
那个纸头呢是一张小小的祷告。
And it's like a little prayer on top of it.
他说你若还没有信耶稣，你要向主认罪悔改。
If you have not yet believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, please do confess and repent.
主洗净你所有的罪。
And he will forgive you all of your sins.
他并且住在你的里面。
And he will stay inside of you.
他一直与你同在，不会丢弃你。
He will be with you always and he will not leave you alone.
他就是那一个，就是那个祷告呢，把他一下带到主面前来。
And that piece of paper with the prayer on top of it brought her back to the Lord.
在这个一年多的里面。
And in that period of time, the 1 year so.
他是非常的痛苦，而且那么大的患难，他只有依靠主耶稣。
She suffered much, But only thing she learned was to trust the Lord.
没有人来帮助她。
Because no one was there to help her.
或安慰她、同情她。
No one was there to comfort her or sympathize.
她就只有回到里面去，一直倚靠主。
Therefore, the only thing she could do is to return to within and trust the Lord.
她才发现说，哦，我见了，真的认识我的主啦。
Then she discovered, oh, now I know my Lord.
我真的跟主之间有个亲密的关系。
Yes, there can be such a close relationship with us.
主给我这么大的恩典，让我这一年病得这么辛苦。
The Lord has given me such a great grace that I was so sick this year.
然后这个人，当我在出院的时候，我不一样啊，我跟之前不一样。
I'm a different person the day I checked out from the day I checked into the hospital.
啊，我那时候以前是这么样的，只晓得外面。
Because before I only know of him from outward things.
现在我知道我有个宝贝是主耶稣在我里面。
But now I know there's a treasure, Lord Jesus Christ within.
所以弟兄姊妹，在你各样的患难里面，主是要做一件工作在我身上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all your difficult environment, the Lord intends to do this one thing.
无论那个是什么。
It doesn't matter what.
主就有一个目的。
He always has a purpose in all situations.
叫你发现他住在你里面。
Is to discover that he is living inside of you.
他爱你，他给你预备所有的恩典，所有的力量来过这个困难的日子。
He loves you. He will give you all the grace and strength to go through this difficult time.
但回到主面前。
So come back to the Lord.
这一切都是你的。
Then you will have everything.
他都给你预备好了。
He has prepared all things.
他不是叫你受苦，不给你能力。
He does not intend to let you suffer and not gaining anything.
他要给你能力度过艰难。
He wants to give you strength to go through this difficult.
给你喜乐平安度过艰难。
He wants to give you joy and peace to go through this difficult time.
你要来。
So the key is you have to come to him.
你要信。
You have to believe.
他绝对不会离开你。
Knowing that he will never leave you alone.
但很多的时候，主也管教我们。
Many times the Lord disciplines us.
因为我们身上有很多的不听话。
Because we are rebellious many times.
我们就喜欢照着我们自己的意思过。
We like to live the life the way we like.
主要管教我们，叫我们更多来依靠他。
And he wants to discipline us, to train us to trust in him.
而且走在他的路上。
To walk on his path.
他的路永远是最好的路。
His path is always the best path.
有一个姊妹在国内信主的。
There was this Christian who believed in the Lord in China.
也信主一段相当的日子。
And she has become a Christian for quite a while.
但她里面呢，从来不愿意呢来跟随主。
But that she was not willing to follow the Lord.
那她有几次的机会呢，出来到美国。
And she came to the United States several times.
她是一个学者。
She was a scholar.
所以到处呢，就有很多人请她去那个讲学。
So she was invited to be speakers many places.
那所以她就在美国这些年讲学的里面呢，也赚了不少钱。
And through her speaking engagement, she made some money.
所以她就回到北京的时候呢，他心里就在打算说，我要怎么样好好的度过这个晚年。
So she has this plan for her retirement when she returned to China.
所以他想，我这一些钱呢，我要怎么样的好好放银行，我怎么样的投资让它多起来。
So she had a plan about how to invest and manage her money afterwards in the bank.
那这样的话呢，我就到老年的时候过得很快乐。
Then I should have a very happy retirement life.
天天呢就在想这个事情。
That was what's in her mind all the time.
天天就在打算这些事情。
And that's what she was thinking about and planning.
在国外的时候呢，有时候到教会去呢，他的心呢，有的时候呢，也觉得主蛮好的，愿意跟随主。
When she was in the United States, she visited different churches. Sometimes she was moved and she wanted to follow the Lord once in a while.
回到北京的时候都忘记了，天天就打算说怎么样钱多起来。
But she forgot all about that after she returned home in Beijing, China. And all she was thinking was, how do I invest my money?
有一天呢，他就离他家其实只有400米的路啊，在那个街上的时候，遇见有四个人团团围住他。
And one day on her way out, she was surrounded by four men.
这四个人呢，就拿出三个那个什么劳力士的表。
And it's three out of four guys came up with this expensive watch, Rolex.
还有钻石的。
And it was with diamonds.
就这个钻石 Rolex 表是非常有价值的。
It's very costly.
跟他说，这个是原来什么时候百货公司啊，什么火烧啊，从他们抢出来的。
He said, well, we finally snatched this out of the department store, which was on fire.
他看到表，我也不需要表，他就要走了。
She didn't need watch, so she was about to leave them.
这个四个人就团团围住，他一直跟他说，怎么样，你们说。
But they surrounded her again and tried to convince her.
你就不让他走。
Wouldn't let her go.
然后就说怎么样真啊，一个试验说这个钻石是真的，什么搞了很久。
They showed her the truth of the genuineness of the diamonds.
然后呢就头昏脑胀的眼花了，就给了他们180,000人民币啊。
And for some reason she just lost her mind and gave them 180,000 yuan.
啊，那买了那个三个那个钻石表啊。
And bought three diamond watches.
然后呢就回家了。
And then she went home.
回家到下午的时候呢，这个人才有点清醒过来。
And she finally came to her senses in the afternoon.
然后拿出来看，这是假的。
She came, she took those watches on and take a closer look. Says, you know, they look fake.
哎呀，气得不得了啊。
So she was angry.
哎呀，我在家里这是恼火的不得了。
She was really upset about what happened.
那明天早晨呢，她看到报纸。
And next morning she read on the newspaper.
说是宇宙弄骗子。
And talk about there are things like that happening now. They're all fake.
然后呢还说他们有种什么什么喷的东西，一喷了就叫你头昏眼花，到时候你就不晓得了。
And they said when they try to talk to you, they will spray this particular thing and make you sort of like lose your common sense.
哦，让他想，对啊，那后来我就又头昏眼花了，大概他们就喷什么东西了，我就这么。
Indeed, that's how I felt. I lost my common sense after talking to them.
所以就被他们说动了，就给他们钱了。
And without knowing, I just gave them all my money.
赶快去报警。
So she reported the case to the police.
报警怎么样？钱拿不回来的。
That was useless because her money was gone.
没有了。
It's gone.
哎呀。在家里都很痛苦，不能睡觉，几十天都不能睡觉。
She could not sleep for 10 days.
她就是心疼钱嘛，钱现在都没了。
Because all she cared was about her money, but now they're gone.
她就是希望钱多钱，钱都没了。
And she wanted to increase her fortune, but now her fortune is gone.
这后来是真是痛苦的，有一天打电话给一个姊妹。
To a point that she couldn't bear that pain, so she called this Christian sister.
然后那个姊妹跟她说，她说以前呢，我也遇见过很多家里这个经济的问题，很痛苦，我也就是依靠主，没有别的办法。
The sister says, you know, I have gone through a lot of financial crises in the past, and all I could do was to trust the Lord. There's no other way.
你现在你不要再生气了，再骂了什么的，你什么都不要做，你再回到主面前，你安静下来，把自己交给主。
Now stop worrying or complaining or getting angry. Just quiet down your heart and trust yourself in His hands.
所以就有几位姊妹呢陪着她一起祷告。
Therefore, several Christians came to pray with her.
就是祷告完的时候呢，他就觉得哎呀，里面的捆绑重担那个痛苦就没下去了。
And after the prayer, she sensed the disappearance of all this anger and bondage and burden.
他就那天回家很多夜十几夜都没睡觉了，那天晚上睡得很好。
And she was able to sleep finally after 10 days without sleeping.
清晨的时候啊，有个声音把他叫醒。
And early in the morning, a voice whispered.
那个声音说，有千千万万有什么用呢？
What's the point to have millions and thousands of money?
有主同在就是一切。
Once you have the presence of the Lord, you have everything.
哎，他听到这，赶快就醒起来，看什么人在他讲话。
And upon hearing that, she woke up and says, "Who was talking to me?"
哎，没有人呐。
There was nobody there.
然后那个声音又来了。
And the voice came back again.
很清楚。
Very clear to her.
你有千千万万有什么用呢？
What's the point to have millions of dollars?
有主同在就是一切。
Once you have the Lord, you have everything.
她突然明白了，主说话了。
She suddenly realized it was the Lord that's speaking.
是主安慰了我了。
The Lord is comforting me.
是主向我显现了。
He is revealing himself to me.
所以他就知道说，他读了圣经，他慢慢知道说，主说那个心里很急切的要发财的人就有祸患临到啊。
And then he continued to read the Bible and he realized there's one verse says, God said, woe to those who worry about money and try to make a fortune out of it.
这就是箴言里面说的。
And that's in the book of Proverbs.
他一看到说，对呀、对呀、是啊、是啊、主啊。
And she amen to that when she saw it.
主真是管教我啊。
Yes, the Lord was trying to teach me something.
所以他现在呢，每次呢经过银行的时候，本来他很多钱在里面呢。
Now, she used to have a lot of money in the bank. So when she passed by a bank now,
撒旦就会在里面说，看啊，你现在一毛都没有了。
The Satan will remind her, look, now all your money's gone.
他走到百货公司看了，哎呦，这么多漂亮东西。
She went shopping and she saw these wonderful things.
撒旦在里面说。
And Satan will remind her,
你一个都买不起了。
You know, now you can't afford to buy even one of them.
他在外面走路，哎呀，走啊走啊，那个腿也走得好累啊，走不动了。
Sometimes she walk outside, and to a point that she was exhausted.
撒旦又在里面说了。
The Satan will remind her again.
你没有钱，连 taxi 都叫不起了。
You can't even afford to get a taxi.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌常常攻击我们。
Your brother and sister, Satan likes to attack us.
但是主耶稣同在，就比什么都好。
But the Lord's presence is more precious than anything else.
不要听他仇敌的话。
Don't listen to the voice of the devil.
要来感谢赞美主，你与我同在。
But thank the Lord for His presence.
啊，你管教我是为我永远的益处。
Lord, you have taught me a lesson for my eternal benefit.
主从来不是因为恨我们，所以给我们这么多的痛苦。
The Lord does not allow suffering to come upon us because He hates us.
因为一切都是祝福的意念。
It's all because He wants to bless us.
要叫你在幕后有指望
so that we will have hope at the end
叫你这个人改变更多像耶稣
so that we can be changed to be more like Jesus
在地上不依靠钱财不依靠别人也不依靠自己
we learn not to lean on anybody or fortune or ourselves
只是主耶稣
but Jesus himself
所以希伯来书说你存心不要贪爱钱财
therefore Hebrews told us do not be greedy
主必不撇弃你也不离弃你
Because the Lord will not forsake you or leave you
你不要怕
Don't be afraid
人能把你怎么样呢
What can man do to you
弟兄姊妹人能把你怎么样呢
Brother and sister What can man do to you
有主在这里吗
Because the Lord is here
不要怕
Do not be afraid
弟兄姊妹我们一生就是主这样的爱我们一直在我们身上工作
And this is how the Lord works upon us all the days of our life
你不要怕明天将如何
Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow.
因为他永远与你同在。
Because he's with us always.
要专心依靠他。
Just lean on him alone.
专心地相信他。
Trust him alone.
他必定会带领你前面的路。
He will surely lead you go forward.
特别在患难受管教的时候。
Especially when you are in his discipline.
我们要怎么样学习呢?
How should we learn?
第一件事情。
First thing.
谦卑自己。
Humble ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们一天到晚就是 要跟主打仗一样，对不对
？We like to fight against the Lord, don't we?
弟兄姊妹，不要拒绝主啊
！Don't resist the Lord.
当我们一再失败、软弱、灰心的时候，我们就说啊，我不要读经，我不要祷告，我不要聚会，我都不要侍奉，我什么都不要了，我不管你啊
Many times when we feel weak or fail, that we just the only the common reaction is, Lord, I don't want to serve you anymore. I don't want to read Bible. I don't want to go to church. Nothing for you anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹就是。主不离开我们，我们要离开主。
It's always us who leaves the Lord, not the Lord who leaves us.
在患难的时候，在艰难的时候，第一件事情要谦卑自己来到主面前。
In time of difficulty, the first thing we need to do is to humble ourselves and come to Him.
主耶稣，我知道，我虽然不懂，但我知道你爱我，你是有那么样的祝福的意念要祝福我。
And tell the Lord, I don't understand this, but I know that you love me and you must have a blessing idea for this.
我在许许多多的骄傲、自卑、自大、自那个许多的钱财捆绑。
I'm in the suffering of all these bondages.
但主耶稣，你要救我。
But Lord, deliver me.
只有耶稣真的喜乐又甘甜，一无惧怕。
Only Jesus, you are my joy, my peace, and I have no fear.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要拒绝耶稣，不要逃走，要来呀。
Therefore, do not flee away from the Lord, but come.
谦卑自己。
Humble yourself.
第二，来到里面要祷告。
Secondly, come within yourself and pray.
你要寻求主的面。
Seek his face.
他说寻找的就寻见。
Jesus promised those who seek will find.
叩门就给你开门。
Those who knock, the door will be opened.
主不会向你躲避的。
The Lord will not hide his face.
主巴不得你来寻找他。
He can't wait to show him.
他要激发自己显给你看。
He can't wait to reveal himself to you.
主弟所以弟兄姊妹，你寻找他，他一定向你显现。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, seek him, you will find him.
你特别在患难中，我们觉得口干舌燥，心里疲倦。
Especially when we feel we're so exhausted.
啊、我们心里干渴需要主
We feel so dry and thirsty We need the Lord
来到主的里面来喝这个活泉来得着他的喜乐甘甜
Come to the indwelling Lord And get the living water from him
就算你在很多的错误里面
Maybe you have made so many mistakes
不要怕
Do not be afraid
弟兄姊妹们还要好好侍奉他
We still have to serve him faithfully
因为我们来服侍来追求他不是靠我自己做得好啊
Because we do not come to serve him Because we have done well
是因为他有宝血在这里、啊、
But because his precious blood covers us
并不是我样样都很表现很好所以我在这里讲道啊
Because I'm good in every aspect So I'm qualified to speak up here
我来讲道是要靠主的宝血洁净我才能够讲道
I need to have the cleansing power of his blood In order for me to stand here to speak
我讲的并不是说我都已经做到了
I'm not saying I've done everything I am saying here
我讲的时候是我自己也在听我要好好学习啊
I'm speaking and listening to myself Because I need to learn as well
要讲的听的我们一同都来到主面前
So those who speak and those who listen shall come to the Lord together.
主的爱主的话是这么好给我们众人的
Because his word and his love are so precious, it's for each one of us.
但是每一次你侍奉主就心就喜欢
And every time we serve, God rejoices.
他把他加倍的同在赐给我
And he will reward us with his double portion of presence.
一直到我们年老
Until we reach an old age.
头发花白
We, our hair turn gray.
主的同在不减少
His presence will not decrease.
他永远不会离弃
He will never leave us.
到我们年老的时候生命丰盛了
When we reach an old age, our spiritual life has become mature.
我们要告诉许多后代的人说主的恩典主的慈爱主的同在多好
We'll be able to teach the younger generation telling them how gracious and how loving our Lord is.
弟兄姊妹主在我们身上做这么荣耀的工作
And brother and sister, this is the glorious work the Lord wants to do upon us.
我们求主吸引我们的心
We pray the Lord would just draw our hearts closer to him.
求主给我们有坚定把握的信心
And give us faith that cannot be shaken.
不要怕
Do not be afraid.
2003年就过去了
Year 2003 is about to go.
感谢主在这一年给我们许多的恩典。
We thank the Lord for the grace in this year.
给我们许多的祝福。
The much blessing we have received.
但是2004年有新的机会摆在前面。
And there are new opportunities ahead of us in the year 2004.
主还要在我们身上做改变的工作。
And the Lord will continue his changing work upon us.
再来把自己奉献给主。
Just offer ourselves again in his hands.
他还要继续做工在我们身上。
He will continue his work on each one of us.
叫我们可以对世人做见证
so that we can witness to the world
叫我们可以对弟兄姊妹做见证
and witness to brothers and sisters
有耶稣就够了
it is sufficient to have the Lord himself
什么需要他都可以给你
he will provide for all our needs
求主加添我们信心
may the Lord increase our faith
好我们交通到这里
and this is the end of my sharing